UN Arab League Joint Special Envoy Kofi Annan says the Syrian government has told him the troop withdrawal has begun in the cities of Dara, Idlib, and Zabedini. A complete pullout is expected to be completed by April 10th, to be followed by a 48-hour period of cessation of violence by both the Syrian government and opposition forces.
I am acutely aware of the grave situation on the ground. I am impatient for action and commitments made. I hope both government and opposition understand what is at stake and seize this moment.
Annan says clearly the violence has not ended, something the Security Council president for the month of April, U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice, echoed.
What we know, as opposed to what the government of Syria has said, is that yesterday, in fact, as in previous days, the violence has intensified. And our understanding is that yesterday was one of the more violent days of late in many of the Syrian cities of concern and in question. Now, we have heard statements by the government that they intend to begin to take steps to meet their obligations under their agreement with the Joint Special Envoy. As I've said in the past, we will be looking at actions and deeds rather than their words.
The Security Council issued another presidential statement on Syria Thursday, calling on the government to live up to its commitment of a withdrawal by April 10th. It also raises the possibility of further steps if Syria does not comply. Meanwhile, the special envoy has sent a team to Damascus to negotiate the possible deployment of UN monitors for Syria.
What we would need on the ground is a small, nimble United Nations presence. It would need to be deployed quickly, with a broad and flexible mandate. Its freedom of movement throughout the country and security must be assured.
The UN is already asking members to contribute 200 to 250 soldiers to monitor a ceasefire in Syria. Julie Walker, United Nations.